We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
And this is what the Bible is saying. The Word, the living eternal Word, the Word expresses the power and eternal God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It's Pastor Jerry Burns. This is Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We're so glad that you're joining us on this Lord's Day. It is truly a blessing to be able to preach to you the Word of God and to bring some truth and stability to a world that is in confusion. And I think that's a good way to describe our world today, is to say it's confused. You know, the Bible has the answers, and it's described as light, light in a dark and perverse world. And so we have opportunity here this morning to hear what God has to say and to hear the truth of the Bible to help us to understand what this world is all about and how we can have peace and hope in our hearts each and every day. And we hope that you're doing well. We know that with the circumstances of COVID-19, there is a lot of fear, but we're here to bring a message of trust and a message of hope, to tell you that God has the events of the world under control and that nothing is new to Him. In fact, when we consider timeless truths, we think of prophecy, biblical prophecy. And the Bible talks about the fact that in the last days, or in these days, there would be times of pestilence. And that's what the Bible, the word it uses, pestilence. It's a word that describes diseases that will come into this world. And so the world is filled with pestilence. The world is filled with diseases, coronavirus. And really, coronavirus isn't something new to our world. We've had several strains of the coronavirus. And so this is not something new. And yet, at the same time, we know the Bible teaches us that these events will take place. And so we could trust God. And that's the wonderful thing about the Bible, is that it is accurate. It is relevant for our life, no matter where we live, no matter what country we live in, no matter our culture, the Bible is always relevant for our life each and every day. And so I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're staying safe. And I hope that you are looking and seeking the face of God in these days, that you're looking to the Lord for life eternal, for help and truth, that you would look to the Lord for the answers to the questions that you have each and every day. Now, oftentimes when people look at our world and they see the sickness or coronavirus and diseases, when they see the starvation among nations, when they see the crimes, the vicious crimes that are happening in our world, and oftentimes our world, especially atheist groups, we'll look at that and say, how could God allow these things to happen? How could a good God, how could a loving God allow these things to happen? Yeah, when we have a biblical perspective, we understand why these things are happening in our world today. It's not because a loving God has created them, but it's because sin has entered into our world. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, they plunged all humanity in sin, and we all have a sinful nature. And that sinful nature, that wicked heart, that desperately wicked heart, will lead us down a path of wickedness and hurt. And that's why Jesus came to this earth to die on the cross, is to save us from ourselves, to save us from sin, to save us from sin's destruction, to save us from separation from Almighty God. And so it's not God's fault that there is hurt in our world. It is our fault. We are sinners, and our wicked heart is depraved and separated from God, and we need a Savior to wash our sins away and to give us wisdom and truth and help in a world so dark and so hopeless. And so I hope that you will look to the Lord for those answers to those questions that you have. John chapter 1 and verse number 1 is where we'll begin our text. I want us to consider this thought, if we could, this morning here on Timeless Truths. By the way, thank you again for joining us. I want us to think about believe. Believe. In the beginning was the Word. This is John 1, 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I want us to consider this thought in verse 12 of John chapter 1, even to them that believe on his name. Now, I know many months have passed since we celebrate the Christmas time, but the Christmas story is the story of God becoming a man. And it's also the truth of man believing on him. I mean, first there was Mary, and then there was Joseph, then the shepherds, and the wise men. And from that day, millions and millions of people believed on him. They believed that Jesus is the Son of God. They believed that he died for their sins, and they trusted in him for their salvation and him alone. And this is what the Bible is saying. The Word, the living eternal Word, the Word expresses the power and eternal God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Isaiah said that the name of the child will be called Emmanuel, and he will be God with us. So God came to this world, he became flesh, and he dwelt among us. He walked on the very earth that he created. He breathed our air. He felt our pain. He knew our sorrow, and he suffered for our sin. And the Bible says that we beheld his glory. We saw his glory, the disciples wrote. We beheld the very glory of the Creator God. Jesus Christ coming to earth, being born of a virgin. Jesus did not stop being God. He is eternally God. He is eternally God. And when he was on this earth, he was the God-man. All right, 100% God and 100% man. The question is not, did Jesus come? Because really, that's not up for debate this morning. That's a stated fact. In fact, that's a historic fact. The question is not, did Jesus come to this earth? But the question really comes down to this. Do you believe? Do you believe? Not merely believe that he came, you know, that was a historical fact. But do you believe on Jesus Christ exclusively to be your Savior, to be your sin substitute, to be the forgiver of your sin, and the provider for you of a home in heaven? Now, the Bible says in this, in Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I want to remind you this morning that your faith is only as strong as the object of your faith. Now, our object, if we're going to go to heaven, must be the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the object of our faith. You know, our faith is only as strong as its object. So, do you believe in Jesus Christ this morning? Number one, let's think about this, the basics of our belief. Now, the basics of our faith or our belief is the word of God. For 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 says, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Let me tell you what our church believes about this book this morning. We believe that holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This is not a book of opinions.
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at kitchenerbaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at kitchenerbaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
This is not a book written by people or humanity or men. This is not a book of ideas and how to live a full life. This is God's word. It was written by God himself. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Our faith is only as strong as our basis. And our basis is the word of God. Now, I don't know what your opinion is of the Bible. You might think it was a nice book of wisdom or a good book of how to live a complete life. But listen, friend, I want you to understand that the Bible is the word of God. It is the eternal word of God. And God's word must be heard. Now, Mary was a prepared woman. And Mary was a pure woman. And Mary was a pondering woman. And Mary heard God when he spoke. I think that, you know, I think all that is happening in our world today, you know, I think of the coronavirus and the events of our world today. And I think there's, you know, there's people who are upset. There's people who are fearful. There's a lot of different emotions that are flying around when it comes to the coronavirus. But if you ask me, I believe God's speaking to us. I think God is trying to teach us that my prophecies will come to pass. You could trust my word. You know, I think God is trying to teach us that, listen, you could trust the living word of God. God's word must be heard. God's word must be received. Now, many people hear the Bible, but it's not always received. We need to let it come into our heart. If we're not careful, it can just be more noise in our life. But Mary heard God. She received the word of God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." The Bible is the basis of our faith. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the way to eternal life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So God has spoken the message. Will we receive the message? That is how we'll receive the blessing of God, is when we hear and when we receive the message of God. Not only do I notice the basics of our belief, but I want us to consider also the baseline of our belief. Now, when someone receives Christ at the baseline of their response, there is a confession of that faith. The Bible says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." There are many ways one might confess their faith. Baptism is a way to confess your faith. When someone is faithful for years to the word of God and to the work of God, there's a confession of their faith. When someone's convicted of sin, they confess that sin to the Lord. That's a baseline confession. Now, at the very beginning, when someone is saved, at the very baseline of that relationship, there is a confession. When someone believes in something, they're going to talk about it. That's exactly what happened to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2. The Bible says in verse 15, "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child." Listen, if you've received Jesus Christ as your Savior, do not hesitate to let someone know what has happened in your heart. When someone receives the Lord Jesus, there's going to be a confession. I believe in Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ. He has changed my life. He has made a difference in my heart. You ought to make that confession. I believe in Jesus Christ. And you can let us know here at Timeless Truth Radio Ministry. We'd love to hear from you. You can write to us at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can send us an email at pastor@kitchenerbaptist.org. Or you can give us a call at 519-579-2236. And let us know, listen, I've received Jesus Christ as my Savior. I've trusted Him as my Savior, and I want everyone to know that He has saved me. Listen, there's no secret Christians. There's no secret service in the calling of the Lord. No, there's a confession. And the Bible says the shepherds, they went around and they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. They had to tell other people of what Christ has done in their life. Let's think about the blessing of believing. Can we? The blessing of believing. There is a great blessing in believing today. Now, I don't know who has told you about salvation or about knowing God, but I want you this morning to hear from what the Lord Jesus had to say. He says this in John chapter 10 and verse number 10. The Bible says this, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Listen, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To kill, to steal, and to destroy what? Well, it's life. The devil wants to steal life and kill life and destroy life. That's why, by the way, Christians are pro-life, because God is pro-life. He's come to give life, that we might have life more abundantly. This is the blessing of eternal life. This is the blessing for all who believe in Him, and as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. You know, there's the blessing of a relationship with Almighty God, that you can talk to God and God will hear your prayer. You can talk to God and He's going to guide you and lead you and direct you in your life. There's the blessing of eternal life with God, that you'll have a home in heaven, that you'll be able to be with the Lord for all eternity. That's a wonderful thing. All of these blessings are to them that receive Him. Listen, I don't have enough power to get to heaven. I don't have enough money to buy myself a home in heaven. I don't have enough influence to get to heaven. And so there's no way to get to heaven except through trusting, believing in Jesus Christ. God gives the authority to become the sons of God. And so salvation is believing in the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We need to believe that we all need a Savior. And the Bible is clear about our spiritual condition. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are in great need of salvation. You know, the Ten Commandments are given by God so that mankind realize that they cannot keep God's standard. They cannot meet the standard of God. In fact, the Bible says the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Why? Because we all fall short. Think about the Ten Commandments. Have you broken the Ten Commandments? Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever taken something that doesn't belong to you? What about loving your neighbor as yourself? What about loving God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind? I mean, we have all come short of the glory of God. And the law of God is to teach us that the answer is not found in a denomination. The answer is not found in a man or a woman or humanity. The answer is not found even in ourselves. To be a good person, to try, you know, I hope that my good outweighs my bad. Well, listen, our bad will outweigh our good every single time because we are sinners by nature and sinners by choice. And so the law of God is there to show us that we have sinned against God and that we all fall short. We need to believe that Jesus paid for our sin. I can't forgive your sins. You know, pastors are sinners and priests are sinners. A sinner cannot save a sinner. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the perfect Lamb of God, can forgive your sins. He was born of a virgin. He did not have the blood of the Adamic human race. His blood was perfect and pure. His blood was precious. And by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our sins are washed white as snow. And you can know for sure that heaven is your home. You can know for sure that your sins are washed away. You can know for sure. I'm saying this with 100% confidence today. You can know for sure, absolutely for sure, that heaven is your home by believing in the gospel. And so let me ask you this question. Are you born again? Are you born again? Has there been a time in your life when you've had that baseline confession? You've prayed and asked Jesus Christ to save your soul. No, I didn't ask if you were a part of a Baptist church, or I didn't ask if you were a part of a particular denomination, and I didn't ask if you were a good person. I didn't ask if, you know, if your good works outweighed your bad works. I didn't ask any of those things. I asked, are you saved? Are you born again? The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Are you saved this morning? Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? The invitation is there, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your faith and trust in Him and call out to Him today, before it is too late. Thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Church Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, the pastor at Kitchener Baptist Church, and I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're looking to God in these days, and our prayer for you is that you would seek the Lord while He can be found, that you would look to Him in these days and trust in Him. And if you're not a Christian, if you're not saved, if you're not born again, then friend, today, don't delay. Look to the Lord Jesus. He is the Savior of the world. God bless you. Have a wonderful Lord's Day, and remember to pray for each other.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.
Hey, it's Pastor Jerry Burns from Kitchener Baptist Church and the radio host here at Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I want to just encourage you to keep your eyes on the Lord during these days. It's so important for us as Christians to turn our eyes upon Jesus and to look full in His wonderful face. The Bible teaches us time and time again to trust in the Lord. And really, when we as Christians are put to the test, when pressures around us arise, it is in these moments that we can truly show the world that we believe in God, that we trust in God. I mean, think of the Apostle Paul. He's in a ship and there's a great storm. He's heading to stand before Caesar, probably in a trial that is going to end up in his life being taken. And yet during this affliction, during this storm in his life, he stands up to these unbelieving, ungodly men. And he says, "Listen, I believe God." And what a wonderful testimony. What a wonderful opportunity and what an impact he had on their life. Use this as an opportunity to tell people about the saving grace of God. And even though our world is upset and our world is terrified and our world is concerned, we can use this opportunity as Christians to point to our Savior and say, "Listen, He's the answer. He's the one you need to look to." God bless you. We're praying for you. Please pray for us in this ministry as we continue to spread hope and joy and peace through God's timeless truths. God bless you.